Oh, hi, Raymond. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Listen, I'm probably just not even going to use the service because it's like, number one, I can't figure out how to verify. Number two, I'm paying for it. I already paid a month and it didn't do one, it didn't give me one job. What's the point?
Oh, okay. So let me give you a couple. I hear what you're saying, Raymond, but I need to give you a couple of options because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance.
I'll tell you, just how to put money on the Visa, all right? I'm going to a job right now. I'll put money on it. You got to work with me, okay? You guys got to call somebody. Someone has to help me verify because it's not letting me, and I'm following the instructions. I'm not computer or internet savvy. I could
sure.
Call a brick mile, but I can't do computers and stuff, and I don't need to. I'll hire a girl to do it. You get what I'm saying?
I get it. So, yeah, so is it with the Google video verification that you were having trouble with?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ordered
okay.
Scaffolding, double chimney brick replacement and chimney cap, put my scaffolding up, took a video, talked to you guys in the video, and I have the video, but it's just I can't figure out how to send it to you.
Oh, no problem. I can have the verification department walk you through it later, you know, when you have some time.
Are you at this number when I call back?
I'll send you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then, Raymond, I want to also let you know that in the terms, it does say that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So the good news is it's always the second month that you'll see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you are right on the cusp of where this is going to explode.
I don't want to cut you off, but I got to get going. My buddy, my partner's outside and waiting.
No problem. I sent you my number. You could call me later, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the 7-Eleven and put, how much is it? $150 I owe you?
Yeah, it's $149, but this card says that you had requested for reoccurring payments to stop, so I don't know if you also have to lift a hold or something or block on it or something. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Is it the card ending in 5019?
The first time I'm even saying that, so I don't know where the hell these people are all saying I said that. I never said that.
No, it's our merchant processing, when we try to process the payment, the first time it said suspected fraud, the second time it said card not active, that was on the 10th. On the 11th, the system tried to process it, and it said insufficient funds, and on the 12th...
I don't keep money on the Cash App. I only load it at 7-Eleven when I need to use it.
Okay, yeah, somebody I was just saying...
Somebody asked me... Stole $800 for some heart health organization out of the state of Oregon.
On that Cash App card?
Yeah, so now I lock it and don't put any money on it, so I'm going to use it for payment.
That's probably why yesterday it said cardholder requested that reoccurring payments stop, because maybe it's locked or something.
Yeah,
but that's
better.
Okay.
One of you just calls me every month and reminds me, and I pay you.
Perfect.
Well,
okay.
$200 on the card and pay you today. I will call you back, Tina. I really got to get rolling.
Okay, have a great day in the meantime, okay?
Yep. All right.
Thank you. Bye.